This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The pandemic-resistant Dow Jones Industrial Average. I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning. Coronavirus cases are surging, with recorded infections likely to hit 4.5 million for this month, twice the number for October. We're expecting about another 250,000 people will have signed up in the last week for unemployment benefits after fresh layoffs, that data later today. Yet the Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday crossed 30,000 for the first time. It's at 30,046 to start the day. What was that about the stock market not being the economy? Marketplace's Nova Safo joins us here. Nova, the acronym TINA comes to mind. There is no alternative to stocks, they say.
Right. I also like the way the Wall Street Journal put it this morning, David, calling it a self-perpetuating upward spiral. What we're referring to, of course, is interest rates. They're at close to zero. Parking money in the bank account or in bonds will not yield much. And the Fed has said interest rates will stay near zero until 2023. So what that means is if you're an investor, low-risk investments like bonds are not attractive. That leaves stocks, and we're seeing the rally. Another element of this is investors have remained optimistic. Unlike other downturns, we have a timeline, more or less, for this one. We know vaccines are coming in short order, and while distribution and logistics are still unknowns, there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and markets are reacting to that.
Now, when companies use profits not to invest in research or worker paychecks or plants or equipment, but to buy back the company's own stock, that pushes up stock prices. Are stock buybacks part of the rally?
It is part of the mix, because if you look back, it took the Dow more than 100 years to cross 10,000. That was in 1999, but just 3 years to go from 20,000 to 30,000. So what's fueling that? Well, the 2017 tax overhaul, corporate tax rate went from 35 to 21%. Flurry of stock buybacks followed. That slowed dramatically during the pandemic, but has been gaining ground again. And of course, how much that's helping the rally is up for debate, but it's part of the mix, David.
All right, Nova. Thank you. The FTSE in London now is down 0.5%. Here, the Dow future down. It's below 30,000 at the moment, down about 0.3%. NASDAQ future up less than 0.2%. The New York Times commissioned a massive study of 150,000 people nationwide that finds that most people in this COVID year are not doing Thanksgiving with anyone except the people in their households. Just 27% will do guests. By political party affiliation, libertarians and Greens are most likely to ignore the CDC recommendation and eat with people from outside their household in the 37% range, Republicans 34%, Democrats 22%, and some people are cutting back their plans because they have to after breadwinners lost their jobs. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
So right now they are unloading frozen meats, yogurts, a lot of vegetables and...
Jacobson Valentine runs Feed the Mass in Portland. Since early in the pandemic, the group's been taking donations of unsold food from places like Costco and Amazon and preparing free meals for people in need.
We started out doing about 150 every weekend, and now we're up to about close to 1,000 a day.
Nationwide, demand for food assistance has soared, says Katie Fitzgerald at Feeding America, an umbrella group for food banks.
The 200 Feeding America food banks have consistently reported about 60% more people showing up at food distributions than before the pandemic.
Heading into winter, Fitzgerald predicts food insecurity will worsen. Meanwhile, she says, food banks face a decline in supply as two federal programs that provide food from U.S. farmers are set to expire. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Another pandemic effect, people buying recreational vehicles so they can go on trips and cook, bathe, and sleep inside the RV. Marketplace's Andy Euler spoke to some RVers in Austin about this growth industry.
32-year-old Kira Pickens is the proud owner of a brand new $12,000 camper. She and her husband, Ryan, tow it behind their Toyota Tacoma when they want to get out of Austin.
And it's just a little pop-up. So instead of like, you know, the canvas pop-ups that get like wider, it just kind of pops up to like an A-frame.
She says they'd been talking about getting an RV for a while and then decided to make it a Christmas present for each other.
We got it in January, and then it was like come March and April, it became a boom where everybody was getting one. So I'm actually really glad we got it before that.
RV prices have been rising during the pandemic. Monica Gerisi with the RV Industry Association says sellers first notice something going on in the spring, which is already usually a good time for RV sales.
But it became clear very quickly that this was not pent-up demand. These were new people who had either maybe considered RVing, but this was what pushed them over the edge, or a lot of people who had never considered RVing now were looking for a way to get out and travel.
Gerisi says suppliers are seeing a big increase in first-time buyers who are overwhelmingly buying cheaper towable RVs. Shipments are up more than 35% from a year ago. The industry is actually having a hard time keeping up with demand. Colin Duffy sells RVs at Camper Clinic just south of Austin, like this Montana fifth-wheel motorhome that'll run you $65,000.
So this is a house on wheels.
Duffy says he can't order enough units from manufacturers. That's partly because RV makers were forced to shut down for a while in the early days of the pandemic.
So what happened was the factory shut down for 45 days for all of these different brands, and the dealership sold off of what their existing lot had.
While new buyers are snapping up the RVs they can find at dealerships, not all of these RV converts are in for the long haul. Industry observers are expecting a strong used RV market to develop on the other side of the pandemic. In Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
And not in an RV, but in a basement in New Jersey, I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.